You're listening to WKAR. Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th. This year, six candidates are running for three seats on the East Lansing City Council. We're asking each of the candidates where they stand on a few big issues. WKAR's Max Jenkins reports.
On this episode of Roundabout, we asked the candidates what they think about the future of marijuana in East Lansing. In light of the recent election to legalize marijuana in Michigan, cities around the state are deciding how much they should embrace cannabis and what role it should play in the city. However, like Ann Arbor, marijuana has been legal in East Lansing for years. Well, kind of. In 2016, the city council passed an ordinance that allowed those over 21 to use marijuana on their private property. Instead of receiving a misdemeanor or felony, those under 21 are only charged with an appearance ticket and given a low fine. At the time, it was only $25. Now medical marijuana dispensaries are popping up in East Lansing, and the council is deciding what to do about recreational marijuana as well. All but one of the candidates supports cannabis, but there's a divide when it comes down to specifics like how quickly the industry should be allowed to grow, where marijuana should be purchased, and how strictly it should be regulated for public use. Candidate Lisa Babcock says decriminalization of marijuana is long overdue, but times have changed, and so has the product on the streets.
I think there are a lot of people who are committed to making this work. I think marijuana has been demonized for decades in a way it shouldn't be. But I also think marijuana has changed over the past 20 years in terms of its content, and we need to be more aware of that.
Candidate Warren Stanfield III agrees with Babcock. He says he welcomes the change. However, he says the city also needs to consider where these new businesses are going.
You want that currency that they bring in, and you also want, you know, I'd love a dispensary in East Lansing. I just don't want it on Grand River, you know?
Candidate Jesse Gregg says she thinks marijuana can be regulated the same way liquor is regulated in the city.
Once you bump it into a recreational and a non-medical category, it is essentially, you know, an entertainment, just the way that, you know, having a drink is entertainment. You know, looking at some of the ways that we've legislated our liquor ordinances, which do include things like separation between businesses.
Incumbent Mayor Mark Meadows says he'd like to see the ordinance allowing recreational marijuana to be sold in East Lansing passed out of council.
In those areas that we have already zoned for the sale of medical marijuana, at those facilities, they will have the opportunity anyway to both sell recreational and medical if it passes. And, you know, it was language that I support.
Incumbent and current Mayor Pro Tem Eric Altman says that a more conservative approach should be taken by businesses expanding in the city.
What we've essentially decided to do is take a conservative approach that allows provisioning centers in the city because people clearly want them. The city voted overwhelmingly for both medical and recreational marijuana, but at the same time tries to mitigate any potential risks. And so that has been our approach, and I think it was an approach that attracted a lot of support on the council and I think is also generally satisfying the community.
But not every candidate is pro-pot, even with caveats. Candidate John Rivette says that the city should take a look at what other college towns have done after the state legalized recreational marijuana. He says he is concerned how increased marijuana use could impact transit safety.
We should make sure that we're doing best practices, and we should check what do other college towns do about different issues. So marijuana might be one. Maybe we need to talk to some people in Colorado at college towns to see how if they addressed, you know, some of the possible problems.
Most candidates see marijuana in East Lansing as an opportunity, but how strictly those new businesses should be regulated is up for debate. For WKAR News, I'm Max Jenkins in East Lansing.